You at? Where you at? Where you at? You work. Look, there she is.
Ho.
What? No, that's like a hip hop thing. Ho, like H-O, not H-O-E. Ho, everybody say ho.
Yep,
I guess the other thing is a hip hop thing too. And a farm thing. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. You know what I say when, you know, farmersonly.com is a dating site, right? Have you heard of that?
What, farmersonly.com?
Yeah. So some, I don't know why, I thought it was funny. I made a profile in there and I got kicked off for saying, where the hoes at?
What? Bro, that's hilarious.
I'm just kidding. I didn't really make a profile, but that's funny. Where the hoes?
You should do that.
I might do that on Farmers Only. Just post that. I don't know how that even works, though. I've never looked at farmersonly.com.
Make an account.
It is funny, though, to imagine that they got, like... I wonder if you have to prove you're a farmer or not. That'd be funny.
Like, why is it only farmers? Like, that's... That's kind of
it's probably hard for them to meet somebody.
Yeah, like I guess if you want to meet a farmer, like I feel like you could just put like a regular dating app, and you could like put what you want, like what you want to see, like if you want to. Like,
yeah, do you really want to date another farmer? Like, are y'all trying to combine crops or what?
Yeah.
Have a combined harvest or what?
Yeah, like bro, I don't know, like the. I guess, like, two farmers, like, a girl farmer and a boy farmer. Well, actually, no.
A girl farmer and
you know,
a boy
it's
20, farmer.
24.
It could be two boy farmers.
Who cares about that?
Could be Brokeback Mountain.
Who cares about that?
Who cares about that?
Yeah. Like, you can be whatever you want. It's 2024, and, like, you shouldn't let other people decide who you are. It's you, not
it's
them.
It's you.
So, if they're going to tell
nobody's
you something...
Nobody's going to listen to that, though.
Then tell them to... I'm just kidding. Tell them to
tell them to leave. Tell them FOH. Bo.
Whoa.
Bo.
Stop.
I don't curse. I'm trying not to. Well, I'm not even monetized anyway because I don't play that. Homie, don't play that. Oh, I gotta. I forgot. I gotta put this on Do Not Disturb. I don't want y'all bothering me during my show.
Hello, I'm an HR assistant. Ready for it.
Hello, I'm an HR assistant.
Hello.
So what was I going to get into? Oh, damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show. Life in zero gravity. Tú sabes las vibras. You know the vibes by now. Tú sabes. No, I'm not trying to get banned. We gotta wait till the 10-minute mark. You know that's the trick.
What?
That's like a trick on YouTube. If you wanna, like, avoid getting demonetized, you wait till the 10-minute mark.
Why? Why was that?
YouTube got all these regulations. You know, one of my videos wasn't eligible for monetization because I put one of my songs on that had a sample in it. And they identified it as, like, that song. I was like, what?
What? That's stupid.
It's annoying. Stupid YouTube.
I hate YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. I love YouTube.
I thought that was kind of silly, though.
No, YouTube is actually really cool.
Yeah. You love YouTube. You can't even say that.
Yeah. You should definitely go on YouTube, y'all. Like, this is not even sponsored. I actually like YouTube.
Yeah. And her YouTube is Astro Alicorn. And her pronouns are USA.
How do you do SOS in Morse code?
My finger looks long, doesn't it? Like on the screen.
Well, it looks bad.
This is this finger. Gotta wait till the 10-minute mark. You want to see the other finger.
Y'all, don't worry. This is not my... Like, pinky, ring finger, middle finger, stuff.
Oh, it's slipping down on it. No.
I'm just kidding, guys. It's literally, look, thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger. See? Watch the ring finger. See?
You know what it means when your hand's bigger than your face?
What?
Is your hand bigger than your face?
I don't know. No! No! Why did I fall for that? I already know that trick. I don't know why I fell for that. I don't know. I don't even know why.
It's dumb.
I want to check on my new pants.
It's just silly.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
He's hyped about a new pants. Oh, jeez.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Is that a new shirt, too?
Yes.
Very nice. I didn't even mean to match you, but look. I got my pink shirt on, too. Pink shirts. Wow.
Ah, scary. Why is my flashlight
that's
on?
That's for the visuals. Yeah, that looks great. Tremendous. Tremendous job. So I have with me here, have you ever been to did they have assemblies like that in your past schools?
Look. No.
No?
I hate you, Texas.
They never did that?
I'm kidding. I mean, like, at the end of the year, but, like, I don't know if that really counts. We never had, like, actual assemblies.
Did you have you didn't have a student of the month assembly, though, huh?
Mm-mm. We get, like, shout-outs, but that's really all there was.
We used to do that, but I guess they changed that. That's why I actually didn't know fully what I didn't know fully what this assembly was for.
Do y'all know who that is?
I thought that you might have got the Eagle Scholar too. I didn't know. I was like, did she get it? Because you were close.
I know. I got 1B. No, one time I got 1B the whole school year, and that's what got me on AP Honor Roll.
That's annoying, huh? What'd you get a B in?
Music.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
You're not my daughter anymore. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, music classes can be boring, honestly.
Yeah, but like we weren't really learning anything. Like, I mean,
well, apparently
not like
you weren't. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Too late. Sorry. Too late. It's too late.
I don't want that.
Yes, you do.
Actually, it might be good. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's enough. All right. No more of this. It's not coming out right, huh?
Yeah, it's just because it's low.
It doesn't seem like it's that low, though. It still feels pretty heavy. Okay. All right. That's enough.
No, it ain't.
We've had enough of you. We were trying to play hide and seek, and this dog just kept he kept barking whenever we were hiding. Like, he'd just go over to wherever we were hiding and start barking. And that totally ruins the game. It's like, this is ruining the show. Can you believe it? She didn't really want to do it, so she's probably going to try to sabotage her.
I did want to do it. Daddy, help. Help, please.
Why should I help you? I'm just kidding. Are you falling? Really? Okay, I got you. I got you.
No! What happened? Sorry, guys.
Oh man, he's gonna start whining now. Can you let him out? Because he's gonna be annoying.
Okay. Hi, y'all.
My apologies. Technical difficulties.
USA.
I don't usually get annoyed with him, but he's been annoying today.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Like, he kept barking at us for no reason.
He's barking at us every time we're trying to play hide and seek. Somehow he just knew.
Because he, like, sniffs us out, but it's like, come on. Nobody wants that.
But the fact that he's just barking like that was really obnoxious.
I know.
It didn't make any sense. Like, why is he barking like that? What are you doing?
For real, all about no cap, no printer.
No cap, no printer.
You have nice eyebrows.
Do you like my eyebrows? You do too.
I'm sorry.
Don't you bite my eyebrow.
I'm sorry. You did to me.
Ew. What? Does it taste like lotion? Yeah. Yeah, lotion doesn't taste.
He's sweaty!
No, I'm not. I took a bath. That was lotion.
I'm sorry.
I just took a bath right now. Like the least sweaty I could be.
Y'all want me to make a sweater for you?
So how did you feel getting honor roll?
Y'all, guess what finger this is.
Alright. How did you feel making honor roll?
It felt super good. I want to get Eagle Scholar, though. Eagle Scholar is the only, like, that's the minimum.
That's what you want? Okay. Is there anything above Eagle Scholar?
I don't know.
Eagle Hunter?
Oh, yeah. Eagle Hunter. And there's Eagle.
Then there's USA Pronoun. My pronouns are USA. Okay. Alright, okay. Look, this is not gonna help this episode much if I have to keep like lifting you up like this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will do it again.
Alright. Sorry. I know you don't really want to do it, but thank you for joining me. We don't have to do it again if you don't want to.
No, I want to do it.
You sure?
Yes, I want to do it.
Alright. Don't ever feel like you have to because I can do it alone.
Those hairs look shiny.
Yeah, that's
weird. Dead air!
I do want to make that dead air episode too funny. Just a troll episode. I'd have to do that and then just delete it probably. I wouldn't want to actually have that as an episode. Or maybe that would be kind of funny. Dead air. I think that'd be fun. Whoa, look at your nose hairs are so long.
I don't even have nose hairs. You see that?
I just said that because you were trying to talk about my nose hairs.
Oh, shoot. Do I?
You probably do. It's actually healthy to have nose hairs. That keeps you from getting sick. Did you know that? It, like, keeps some bad stuff out of your nose.
Can you open your mouth?
Why? Why?
I love y'all guys.
We love you.
You can do it to me.
I don't want to do it to you. I don't want to. This is not like... It's all good. Just do what you want to do.
Wait, no.
Take over.
No, please ask me questions. Over. No. Ask me questions. Please,
ask
no.
Me questions.
I don't know. Okay. So, if you had to choose between anything ever... Anything ever. Like if you had to eat one food forever, it could be anything. Then what would you choose?
One food forever. Usually when I think of tacos. But yeah. If I had to pick. But I don't know. I think it's because like they're not too heavy, not too light. So it's
there's a good variety of different things.
But maybe the best answer. Actually, you know what? Honestly, maybe the best answer is like salad because there's so many varieties. That might be the best answer. What about you?
I probably pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza's good.
Pizza is but not, good, but I feel like you might not want to like eat that heavy all the time. That's the only thing I think because pizza is one of the ones I think of.
Yeah, like pizza, like you can put a lot of different toppings on there, but. You know, like it is pretty filling and like you, I don't know.
That's the first thing you think of, and it's like, wait, I don't know if I could actually eat pizza every day.
Yeah. Burgers.
Burgers.
Burgers, yeah. You can have, like, a chicken burger. Well, I guess it's like
a veggie burger. Yeah.
You can have a veggie burger, chicken burger,
a
fish
tofu
burger,
burger,
fish filet from McDonald's. I hate you, McDonald's.
Why are you hating McDonald's? What did they do? Is it Grimace? Is it Grimace? It might be him.
Ew! I'm sorry. You started foaming at the mouth.
Why are you doing that? What's your favorite fast food That's restaurant?
Gross. Rizza Pizza.
That's not really fast food. But that's good. Is that your favorite restaurant?
No.
What is your favorite restaurant?
I don't know. I feel like it would have to be like favorite restaurant for like different foods because favorite restaurant is kind of hard. I just
okay,
have a lot
what's
of
your favorite
like.
Pizza place?
Rizza Pizza.
Is that your favorite?
Rizza Pizza.
We have to go there then.
Rizza Pizza.
Rizza you want to go?
Yes. I love Rizza Pizza. Y'all go to Rizza Pizza. Is it?
Rizza Pizza. It's in Upland.
Okay. Go Upland, California, USA. USAA. What is it? Your Rigotti.
My pronouns are USAA. I identify as insurance.
I identify as interest.
Interest. A little extra. Does that mean that you're a little extra? Does that mean that you're being extra? That's what interest is. No, nothing happened there. So how was your weekend?
Pretty cool. I lost a tooth. Wanna see it? Oh wait, you can't. I already lost it. Wanna see my missing tooth? I mean, wanna see look. I'm sorry.
You lost your tooth.
Oh, I can't see it. It's right here. You'll see it? Why would you answer me? Hello? Oh, this is not
what was your favorite part of your weekend? Did you have a favorite part?
No, I liked everything.
There had to be something you liked. What's something you liked?
I got new pants. Want to see my pants?
You showed them your pants already.
Look at my pants again. Okay, I'm done.
Was that your favorite thing, getting new pants?
I don't know what my favorite thing is, but that's one thing I like.
Okay, one of my favorite things is playing the drawing game.
No. I don't like the drawing game anymore.
Why not? What did the drawing game do?
Frogs.
Oh, that the frog round where they kept drawing frogs?
Yeah.
That was kind of annoying, huh? It's like you draw on these prompts and you're supposed to draw different things.
Yeah, it's like
it doesn't
like
say to draw different things, but this person just found a way for all of the drawings to be frogs, and it, like, at first it was cool, but it just got old because it just felt like, okay.
Yeah, they did it like the whole entire round. We were doing like 8 rounds and then they're still doing frogs. But basically how it works is the game will just auto-generate like a card, and then it'll have my favorite animals blank. Like that's just an example. So you would draw what your favorite animal is. So for instance, like mine is probably like an alicorn or a dog. So I would put, or the game is called Draw Blank. So you have a piece of paper and then you just draw and fill in the blank. But he kept drawing frogs for like everything. Which I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But they kept drawing frogs for everything.
It seemed like it was a boy, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw their avatar, yeah. I guess that doesn't mean it's a boy. What is gender anyway? Well, I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying. Nope. Not me. I'm not sexist. I'm not sexist. You know why? Because I don't believe that I could make the best sandwiches. I always have girls make sandwiches for me. because I think they're better at it. I'm that's empowering to me. Happy and when's International Men's Month? When's our month?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You were telling me about the girl dinner and
girl
man
dinner.
Month.
So what are they
doing at your school?
Okay, so I don't know why. This is at every school I went to. They make the most nastiest.
At every school they've done this?
Yes, the most nasty.
You never told
gross,
me till now.
Disgusting, putrid meals. Putrid. Ooh.
So what do they do to make these meals? And it's the boys that do this, right?
Yes, I've never seen a girl do it. But, this happened today. This happened today, I just forgot. They had a chicken sandwich, and they ripped it into shreds, put it in their chocolate milk, and then, dumped it out, and then they, put some chewed up apple in there, and then they put a pickle in it, and then they just scooped it up with their spork and started...
And what they say?
They said girl dinner.
That's a girl dinner?
Yes. And if y'all have heard the meme, it's basically just like these random food items that people call girl dinner, which is just, girl dinner is just like, it's like a snack. Basically, that's what girl dinner is. So basically the song goes like, this is my meal, I call it girl dinner. Girl dinner, girl dinner. Girl dinner, girl dinner.
I don't know if is that a real song?
Yes.
I don't think I heard it. I believe you.
No.
No, but I believe you. You don't have to play it.
Yes, I do.
Really, you don't.
I do.
It's probably so annoying. If it's anything like that, it's so annoying.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Hold up. Girl dinner.
Are we gonna get copyrighted?
Boy dinner. No. Hold up.
This is my meal. I call this girl dinner. Girl
dinner. Oh wait, this is not the right one. Hold up. This is not the right one. Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Dinner. Girl dinner. No! It's not working.
What is boy dinner?
Boy dinner? Wow, that's so beautiful.
Why did it sound so pretty?
I know. It's like
boy dinner. That actually hurt my ear.
I'm sorry, you can do it to me, do it to me.
No, I don't
do
want to. I don't want to.
Do it to me, do it to me.
I don't want to do that.
Do it
to me. No, they're going to call CPS. Dang. Nobody's yelled in my ear like that in a while.
I'm sorry, Doug.
It's okay, I'll never recover. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay, I'll
it's
never.
Okay, let me fix it.
No, I'm okay. Yeah, thank you. You can tell you care so much. Oh no, I'm
not. No, actually, not mine. You know, maybe either way. I'm kidding.
So, what is boy dinner?
Boy dinner?
What do they do for boy dinner? Boy lunch.
Boy lunch.
Man lunch? Is that what they call it?
Man lunch.
What's man lunch?
Man lunch.
What do they do, like, at your school?
That's what they do. The girl dinner at my school is man lunch.
It's also man lunch, or is man lunch different in some way?
Man, I don't know what in the world man lunch is, but Marla, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say your name. It's actually Alarm. She has like some snacks that she.
Oh, is that just how you say her name?
Yeah, Alarm, but like,
What does she do? Does she make boy lunch?
Alarm?
Yeah. Did she make boy lunch? Or no?
No, but she gives away her chips. And one time, she gave away some Doritos. See where this is going? Cool Ranch 360 ounce of Doritos.
Is it 300? I don't think it's that many ounces. Nope. That'd be a lot. That'd be a massive bag of chips.
Yeah. I just thought of something random. No, but like, it's like the party size box. Like, what do you get at the school parties?
I think chips usually, it's kind of shocking, but chips is usually like 8 to 9 ounces for a big bag of chips.
Fluid ounces?
So 300 ounces of chips would just be like ridiculous. It'd probably be bigger than you. Like the bag.
It'd be like 180. Wait, no.
It'd be huge. The bag.
I swear, like half of it is
and,
air.
Yeah, it would mostly be air. But like the bag would be huge.
Yeah.
Be crazy.
That'd be a super long bag. Well, actually, no. It wouldn't have to be a long bag. It could be like very. Excuse me. Ah! Ah!
That makes it sound worse. I'm just tickling you. Makes it sound so much worse.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Y'all, I didn't get hurt. I was being tickled.
No girls were harmed in the making of this video. So what do you prefer? Boy lunch? Man lunch or girl dinner? Which one do you prefer? Stop doing that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all, I'm joking. Probably girl dinner. Like, no, like,
just because it's girls. It's the only reason. Just because it's girls.
Yeah, no reason. You know, it's just, I just think that it would suit me better, you know?
So what did you have for lunch in Texas? If it was so
dog food. Oh wait, dog food's edible. Never mind.
What was so bad about the lunch there? I'm kind of surprised because you think of charter schools like having more money. So I'm kind of surprised that the lunch was like that bad.
Yeah, charter probably had the worst. No, definitely had the worst.
It was lunch. Worse than your other school?
Yeah.
What was so bad about it? What was a lunch there?
Lunch, probably like some uncooked chicken patties. Yeah.
Why was it that bad?
I don't know. They used the microwave to cook everything and they didn't clean it, so.
Oh, it just like smelled bad?
Yeah, but it, like you could taste, it's like, you could taste everything. You could taste every meal that was in that microwave that probably is in there for like almost 20 years and you could just taste everything because they clean it like once a year probably.
So a bodybuilder, they actually cook this stuff?
Yeah, they have like an oven. I've seen it before.
That's cool.
They got like an A from the food inspector.
Did Tarfa have a grade or no?
No.
So. I wonder if they like didn't have to have a grade.
I don't know. It was pretty cool.
I don't know how that works.
To have a grade for bodybuild. I don't know. Bodybuilds are much.
They should. Much if they had school. A B, they might have to shut you down.
Yeah.
I don't think they could serve like people's kids that if it had like a B, it's like, oh, sorry.
You heard it from the guy. Heard it from the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bodybuild. So what was? Did you like any of the food at Tarver?
I hated it all. I just used it.
Did you really? There was like nothing that you liked?
No.
Dang. What about your other school?
Oh, yeah. I love their burgers.
They're good?
Yeah. I don't know what they put in.
So like real burgers?
I think so.
Was it like the frozen patties or did they?
Oh, yeah. It's probably frozen, but still better than Tarver because... Like, they, actually, my TCA used to have, like, it was kind of like a salad bar. Like, you could, it was like, it wasn't as fancy as Body View, but you could get the little plastic It was like plastic little. I don't know. It was probably like this big, and this tall. Never mind. Okay. But yeah, you could just get in these little plastic things with a plastic lid, and then you could. They have like pickles, chopped up tomatoes. Then you have some lettuce, but the burger came with the lettuce. It's just on the side in case you didn't want it. It's pretty nice there. And they used to have strawberry milk, but they got rid of it. I don't know why people got rid of strawberry milk. What even happened? I think it was like too sweet, but like chocolate milk.
We had strawberry milk when I was there, but they don't have anybody anymore.
Sometimes, but it's usually chocolate milk and regular milk. But
yeah, probably not as popular strawberry milk.
I love strawberry milk. Strawberry milk because it's pink.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked that too. The strawberry milk.
Yeah, but they don't have it anymore. I don't know why.
It's surprising.
Yeah, that's why I used to always get my own strawberry milk at the store. Used to get the. I used to drink like the Yoo-Hoo's or something. Those were bad.
What was wrong with those?
I don't like the taste.
What's wrong with
them? They were just weird. That was not milk. That was not chocolate. That was not milk.
Yoo-Hoo's?
Yep. I don't know what type of liquid that was. I don't think that was a liquid.
I don't think Yoo-Hoo's are that bad.
I don't like Yoo-Hoo's. I actually haven't tried them since I was in like pre-K, so.
So you didn't like them then?
Maybe I should.
Did you ever have the bottled ones, or you just had like the like almost like juice box ones?
Yeah, the juice box ones.
Yeah, I feel like those were not the same. The bottled ones were pretty good.
Yeah, I always had the juice box ones.
You might like the bottled ones, but they're kind of a waste. Or they really are a waste of money, to be honest, because you can just buy chocolate syrup and put it in milk. You know that's all you have to do to make chocolate milk, right? Did you know that?
I thought it was from brown cows.
Well, that too. Well, they get, yeah, natural chocolate milk, but if you want to recreate what the brown cows do.
Oh, yay! Yay!
All right.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Hope you're doing okay, but this is just our mental checkup to make sure.
Just checking on you.
Just making sure that you're doing okay, you know? Just want to make sure that you get that healthy mindset. Just want to make sure that you always have correct mindset. Always have good motivation. Always have good dedication to your work. Just want to make...
You're in school mode now, huh?
I sound like a 23-year-old.
So what food did you like more? The food at TCA or the food at Body View? Really?
Body View.
Is it actually better?
Body View.
I guess I didn't know that I was that lucky as a kid, because, like, I think the food did get better there, to be fair, but imagine how bad the food was in the 90s in Texas.
Oh!
They're just, like, eating rocks or something.
No, we wouldn't even eat anything.
Pass me some of that armadillo.
Armadillo
nuggets.
There's a thing that my dad told me. Why am I saying my dad? He's right here.
My dad.
Your dad.
Look at this little army of stuffed animals that I have here.
I know. These are so cute. Look at them.
They're cute. Okay, wow.
Sorry.
Punching her face.
Please, I'm so...
You seemed very sure that Body View was better. I'm surprised. I thought you liked Temple Charter.
Well, I mean, I really only liked it because that's where all my friends were. Help me.
But the food, I'm surprised.
Help me, please.
I told you we can't keep doing that.
Okay. this is actually my last time. I won't do it anymore.
Alright.
Are you okay? No, Daddy, please.
It's your show now.
Please, no.
You're running the show.
Please, no.
You want to run the show.
I'm sorry. No, I don't.
I'm just messing around. I'm not
please,
mad.
No.
I'm not mad.
I'm so horrible. I'm so useless. I'm so hopeless.
Stop doing that.
I'm so bad.
Nobody said that.
I did. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Dang, you got some calf muscles.
You didn't know that?
No. I thought calf muscles were not real, just like Australians.
Australians.
If you think that you're Australians, you're not real.
You're not actually real.
You're not. Sorry.
You're not actually real. All right.
You all
see how you look up here. That's good too. Okay.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Sup?
But that's just a theory. A game theory.
A game! No, he's leaving
YouTube. Is he leaving YouTube? Like, actually leaving the whole app?
Yes,
the whole site?
No, he's literally going to some British guy for him. That's what all this channel is now. It's literally a British guy that's talking to me.
Do people like it, or is it not the same?
It's not the same.
Do people complain?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? Or is that just you?
Ask me. I'm sure a ton of people might feel the same way.
No, I'm sure they do. It's always weird, like, when the host of something leaves, like, it's hard if they've been the host of something for a long time and a new host comes in.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just won't be the same.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's gonna do now, because he has, like, a 7-year-old son. His name is Oliver, I think.
Oh, yeah? That's, wow. Is Stephanie still gonna be on there? No, she's probably done too, huh?
Yeah.
Has she been on there?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he left. The world may never know.
I think he's just, like, probably just
going to
do what?
Who's your favorite YouTuber now?
Probably, there's this guy that his name is Zero Craft.
Me?
He's pretty cool.
You actually watch these videos?
Zero Craft?
Yeah.
Please sign my forehead.
Okay.
Ow!
That's what you signed up for. Just kidding. I'm your favorite YouTuber?
What was that?
I'm your favorite YouTuber?
Stop. Yes.
No way.
You're my favorite YouTuber.
That's sweet.
And Markiplier. Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier.
Is that your one of your favorites?
No.
Who are your favorites now? You said me.
Darn, man. Why are moms becoming like this? They're breaking their fingers with every point.
Does your mom count like that?
No, okay. This is one reason why you can't go outside. Because it's too cold. Because it's too wet. Because it's too rainy. Because it's...
Does your mom count like that?
Yeah, she always be doing this.
I didn't know she did that. I guess I haven't seen her count a lot. I didn't know that. Yeah. Interesting. Well, tell her to be careful with her hands.
For real.
For real, for real.
She's gonna need them to type bad reviews on Yelp. I'm just kidding.
Does she leave bad reviews on Yelp?
I'm kidding. That's what Karen's
do. Did she actually do that, though?
Yeah.
Would she leave a bad review on?
No, it's because Chick-fil-A, because there's a hair in her mac and cheese. She said it was embedded between her mac and cheese.
What is that? What?
All right. No, she has like this thing. It's like a online like session for like therapy, I think. But basically, what happened is like she like wrote a report, and we always joke about it, but she says that she worries of the thoughts of her husband perishing with her offspring. I don't know.
That's what she says.
Yeah, she said, I'm afraid that my husband will perish with my son without me. It's like I don't know what it is.
Why did she say that?
It's like all my therapy sessions. Like, do you overthink about a lot of things? And she clicked yes, and then the test said, "Okay, what is one thing that you overthink?"
And that was the thing she overthinks.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I guess people have those thoughts, but like, yeah. That seems a bit dramatic, I guess. I'm afraid that my husband will perish with my son before me.
We're talking like Edgar Allan Poe. I'm just kidding.
But her saying that the hair was embedded in the mac and cheese, I feel like I might get in trouble for this. I was going to say it. I feel like she's always trying to use like fancy vocabulary when it's unnecessary. Yeah.
Why would you get in trouble for it? No, that's what she always says. She says that she doesn't have enough mental capacity. It's like, just say that you're tired, bro.
I have enough mental capacity. Yeah, she's always like,
am in a lack of mental capacity.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense, though.
I know, but like she's like, y'all, I have a slightly advanced palate. Did I ask? I'm kidding.
Well, that whole thing, like, it's embedded in there. It was embedded in my mac and cheese.
The hair follicle was embedded.
Is that what it says? The hair follicle?
No, I'm just trying to make it work. The strand of the melatonin follicle in my...
So what did she give that Chick-fil-A? What score?
2.
A 2? That's not that bad. I thought she was going to give it a 1.
A 2, because I mean, she said that the mac and cheese was good.
She still ate it after that?
Yeah, it's like, dang, must have not been a big deal. I mean,
well, that's just like, I wouldn't have ate it. I wouldn't have been able to eat it. And it might have been her hair, though. There's always that chance.
Yeah, it's pretty short. I'm kidding. Don't worry too much, bro. I'm kidding.
You're just like firing shots. All I was saying is like sometimes if you're eating something, your hair could fall in there. I wonder how often that happens. And then somebody says that someone's hair was in their food. Because that happens pretty easy for a piece of hair to fall out. You have so much hair.
Yeah. You got like millions, probably. Got millions of
just so many hairs.
Pockets of hair.
So it's not inconceivable. Has she left a lot of bad Yelp reviews?
That's one that she told me about. She's probably written more, but she doesn't really tell me a lot.
I don't know if I've actually written a bad Yelp review. Sometimes the owners find them and they respond. They get all mad.
Yeah, especially if it's like, if it's like not like a worldwide super famous restaurant.
I think Chick-fil-A is usually owned by a bunch of people, like each Chick-fil-A.
No.
I think a lot of times. Because I think you only need like 10,000, just like to put down 10,000 to have a Chick-fil-A.
10,000?
It's not that much.
Oh my gosh.
Because they do a lot of the other stuff. Like the company.
What's the most you've ever had in your
Honestly, I haven't put stuff in my savings account as much as I probably should. I've had more than that in my checking account.
I don't save because I didn't buy.
I've had more than that in my checking account, but I don't think I've ever put like a crazy amount in savings. I should.
I love you.
Love you too. What's the most you've had in your checking account or in your savings?
Probably like $246.
Yeah.
52 cents.
Do you have an account?
No.
Oh, but you should. I've wanted to open you one, but it's been kind of hard to, like, I kind of wanted our names to be, you know, more aligned to do that. So that would work.
Yeah, I'm like neither of my parents have the same last name as me now.
Right.
confusing.
Well, you're of my name.
Bro, my friend always calls me Jasmine Waits. It's like, Jasmine Waits. Thank you for calling me strong.
Right, but yours is closer to the other Waits,
like
Jasmine Waits. Like, you're just lurking.
Yeah, like, she waited, like if you wait in, like, a waiting room type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you wait, like, you sit in a particular area for
a particular area for...
We could cut off. Cut it as a gritty.
Oh, did he do the gritty?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's how he broke his grip. I'm kidding.
What did that look like, him doing the gritty?
His stomach was, like, I don't know.
The poor guy.
I know. Like, he did all of this for views.
Did he gain weight intentionally for views?
Yeah.
Why? Do they know he did that, or they're just saying that?
We know he did that because, like, at first it wasn't, like, he just, like, started gaining weight, but that's when all of his videos got more views, so he just kept gaining more and more weight, because he thought that was gonna get him super famous.
Well, it kinda did, right?
Yeah, but, like, he used to be a vegan YouTuber, like, he used to never eat any, like, animal products, any animals. He would always eat greens, like, his favorite vegetable was avocados, that's why it's Nicocado avocado. But,
is that a vegetable or a fruit?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, it's a fruit, because it has a seed.
Sorry,
it doesn't seem like a fruit, for a second.
I was like, isn't that a fruit?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like one of the, like, cucumbers are a fruit. It's like,
it's because it doesn't taste super sweet. You think of fruits being sweet.
Yeah. Like, we got pickles are still technically a fruit. It's like, pickles are sour, bro.
Or do they become a vegetable? No.
Pickles are cucumbers. No, but basically, he used to be, like, vegan. He used to go on a, like, diet. He used to work out at the gym. But he started gaining weight because he started, like, doing mukbangs, and he stopped being vegan. And he started gaining weight. But his most popular video is how he started gaining weight, which is what made him do all this. But it's so sad because, like, he used to look so much happier. Like, I don't know, like, he just changed his whole entire YouTube style. Like, he barely even talks food anymore. He just, like, screams and cries like a baby.
He screams and cries and eats?
Yeah.
Probably. That does sound like a baby. Damn, poor guy. Yeah, that seems like, that does seem wild. I hope he, like, gets healthy. Like, if it's all for clout, that's really disturbing, but it wouldn't even surprise me these days.
Yeah, people do anything for clout.
It seems like he's probably too far gone at this point, though, because, like, if he could lose the weight, he probably would have by now. Hasn't it been, like, years?
Yeah, he's been like this. Well, I mean, that's what really started his channel. His oldest video is why I'm not a vegan YouTuber anymore, so that had to be another channel. Like, that's his oldest video. It's the first one that he posted on the
main why, YouTube channel. Why is he not a vegan YouTuber anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, you never saw the video?
Yeah, like, that's just what the title is called. And then he has, like, the thumbnails, just, like, a super sad face. Just looks like...
Does he still eat vegan sometimes?
No. No.
He eats, like, McDonald's, huh?
Yeah. Like, one time he surrounded his whole entire house in KFC.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What
do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean?
Like, was it inside or outside? You say he surrounded his house.
Sorry.
No, honestly, though, how much KFC was this?
I mean, like, well, it wasn't, like, the whole entire house. Well, it was, like, a room inside, but he got, like, all this food. How does he have, oh, yeah, never mind. But I don't know who's paying for all this. It's probably him, but, like.
Probably making a lot of money off YouTube.
Yeah, because, like, everybody, I don't know who's liking his videos. He gets, like, millions of likes with every single post he makes. It's like, Who is liking this? Who is enjoying watching some like overgrown baby eat some blue talkies? No.
Do you like the blue talkies?
No, I like red talkies better. I like the Fuego ones. Those are the best in my opinion because like blue talkies, I don't know, like they're pretty cool, but like
I was just seeing what the angle looked like.
Stop. POV my bullies be like.
Have you had bullies?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember Milo? Well, you're watching this?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I guess both. Yeah, Milo.
Gotta make sure I do the right finger. Cause
oh, yeah, we're out of the monetization zone, so I'm just kidding. Are you doing much bigger?
No, I'm doing this one, I swear. No, but like, look, this looks super bad. Hold on. This actually looks real.
You think she was a bully because she was like a little frail girl, right?
Yeah.
So like,
beat you up.
You probably would. You'd probably get wrecked.
Wrecked. No, but like, sorry. What was that?
You've been doing that to me this whole time. All right. Stop. Oh my god. Stop. I thought it was
different. Oh.
Right, looks like I'm hitting you. Stop it, don't do that. See, she faked it. Have you ever done that, like you make the punching sound?
Yeah, that's what they do. This is how to do it.
This is how to do it, yeah. Rocked.
Oh, but this had to. Wait, ready? Ready? Will Smith's left. Be like.
That looked real. But it wasn't.
I'm sorry.
No. No. Okay, we gotta cut now. Oh no. I'm just saying. Check out these dogs.
That's gross. Stop. Put your feet down. Stop.
Those are the dogs that will be stomping Aubrey out. I'm talking about for all the dogs. I'll stomp on that pipsqueak.
These are my feet, y'all.
No, no feet, no dogs.
What, bro? You just did what, bro?
I did it for a second. You know this guy? Oh, the UFC on UFC 300. One of the guys, he knocked this guy out, and after he knocked him out, he did the copy. He knocked him out, and the guy's on the ground, and he's going like this.
What?
Seriously, he did that. He was like,
this is how to fix your problems. Who ever said violence does not solve the answer?
He copied him.
Copy Lame? No. Why's his last name?
It's probably Lame or something. Copy Lame.
Lame.
If he's like Italian, right?
No, he's.
I think he's Italian.
Sorry, I just thought of something.
See? Vanilla? No.
Stop.
No.
Vanilla trigger.
Don't say that.
No, y'all, it's actually, no, that's what I got for my Easter candy. It's like a video game console, but it's made out of, like, vanilla chocolate, made out of vanilla, and then I took off the trigger because it, like, broke, and then I just hit vanilla trigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what happened. It's like a milk chocolate, it's like vanilla milk chocolate.
I was copying you. Wow, that feels good.
No.
This feels good. It actually does. I'm gonna go to the massage place. You're hitting my back.
My hand hurts.
Right. What are you gonna do? Punch my back?
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yes.
Wake up.
It's the first one, but
it's the third of the month. All right, we're almost done. We're almost out of here. You're tired. How are you tired though? You're usually not tired at this time. It's 8:30 right now.
No, I'm tired for pushing it back.
It's the first of the month! It's the first of the month!
Sorry.
Big chilling. That was Nyan Cat.
Well, that's good.
It's pretty hard to do. Thank you. You know this song? What was it? It's the Andy Griffith theme song.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's an old show.
Okay, ready?
I'm just curious.
Stop it.
It's a very white show.
I'm kidding.
Well, it's literally black and white, so that doesn't help. It just makes it even whiter.
Oh. Riz.
Wait, guess the song. Stop!
My gosh, I'm leaving funny! Stop. I see your face in the corner right there. Okay, guess the song.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop.
I'm conducting for you. I'm conducting.
Well, yeah, one person.
Conductor.
You're conducting for one
conductor.
Person. Is this still conducting?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Conducting your face onto the canvas. It's fine. Now, what's the... Okay, what's the song? Okay. We're about to go.
Okay, guess the song.
Alright.
Guess the song.
Hurry up!
You keep whistling! No, okay, guess the song.
Hurry up!
Stop. Okay. Ready?
I don't know.
It's true love making.
Okay. On that note, is there anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here? For now, what do you think we should call this episode? What do you think? What name would fit? No, we're not here to do dead air. I'm saving that.
Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza? We talked about that a little bit. Huh? I feel like there's probably something else in there. Oh, anyway, anything you want to tell the people?
Love y'all.
We love you.
Have a good Easter. Oh,
that was too that passed a while ago, yeah. All right. Well, it was a pleasure. The pleasure's all mine.